Praise the Lord. Message number 246. The title of the message, Raising Up Children, Part 2. We will go and share the scripture about how God used parents and families to raise up children so that His purpose will be fulfilled for His glory. We will take in this message the parents of Samson. Let's go to the book of Judges, chapter 13, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 14. We will see when God had called these parents to give them a child, what He commissioned them to do, and we'll get certain principles and apply them in our life in order to raise up children and fulfill God's purpose for them. Book of Judges, chapter 13, verse 1 to 14. Let's read. And say again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah named Manoah from the clan of the Danites had a wife who was childless, unable to give birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are barren and childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean. You will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, dedicated to the God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman went to her husband and told him, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I did not ask him where he came from, and he did not tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will become pregnant and have a son. Now then, bring no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from the womb until the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, 'Pardon your servant, Lord, I beg you, to let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.' God heard Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband, 'He is here, the man who appeared to me the other day.' Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said, 'Are you the man who talked to my wife?' 'I am,' he said. So Manoah asked him, 'When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule that governs the boy's life and work?' The angel of the Lord answered, 'Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her.'" Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you from the depths of our heart for your word, O God, that you sent to us, to your church, to your people, to your servants, to each and every family, to each and every parents, mother and father, to bless us with and to lead us in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. O God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church, in the life of your people. Lord, put words and statement in my lips, and let the message O God, will be preached according to your will. Give understanding to each and everyone who listen. Let your message bring help, healing, wholeness, hope, salvation, deliverance, and a true way of life and living to your church and to your people. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the scripture that we have read, that Manoah and his wife, they were barren, and the woman is unable to bear, you know, children, and that was, there was a longing in their heart and life to have children. And the Lord visited them. He sent his angel to them, and he told them that you will become a pregnant. And you know, when we read Book of Genesis chapter 13, you know, the first verse, we read that the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistine for 40 years. They were oppressed. They were having hard times. So this family, they were living in an oppressive atmosphere, bondages, because of the Philistines. They were politically oppressed, financially sure, economically they were under control by others, plus their health, they were sterile, they were not able to have children. And the Lord thought not only of them, but he thought about all his people, and he wanted to give a solution. And he came to this family to give them a child, to bless them with a child. And you know, he said to her that that you become pregnant and you will give a child. And in verse 4, you will give birth to a son. In verse 4, say, now see to it. The word see, you need to be a good watchman. You have to watch well what I am telling you, and you have to do it. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean. And verse 5, you will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines. So the Lord here, he mentioned to her that I am giving you this child, not a solution only for you to be blessed with children, but will be also a deliverance for you from the oppression of the Philistines, of your enemies. And also, not only this child is a gift for you and deliverance for you, but he will be a hope for the whole church, the whole Israel, the whole community of the Lord. Now here, we must know that a great responsibility the Lord had laid and entrusted us with as a watchman and watchwoman, that we need to see it well, that we need to raise them, to raise up the children in the fear of the Lord. We are called to raise up a godly children who will not only be a blessing to us, but they will be a blessing to the whole church and the people of God. There are beautiful things, points that we are instructed with from this word of God, from this message we need to apply in our lives. You need to apply in your life as a parent, as mother, as father, so that you will be a faithful and a fruitful and effective watchman to do the work of God faithfully. The angel of the Lord instructed her that herself, he told her in verse 4, now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean. She was instructed herself that she will not take any fermented drink, grapes, or any other unclean things, certain things and foods that Israelites know that make them unclean. She should not take them. She should not eat them. Because we know that the mother, when she will take the food. The food will go to the child, and after delivery, the food will go through her milk to the child. So if she will take anything not good, the child will also get affected. Now you must know and understand that for you to raise up a godly children, yourself need to abstain from certain sinful things so that your children will not be having the same sinful things in their life. You know, you cannot instruct your child, your daughter, or your son to abstain from certain things, but you yourself are doing that or taking that. You cannot tell your children, do not watch TV, do not watch movies, do not play video games, and do not waste your time on Facebook and the other things while you yourself are still doing that. You know, in the spirit there are demonic work. If you entertain demons in your life, your children also will entertain the same work of demons in their life. So we are in a spiritual warfare. We need to abstain from certain things that are sinful so that our children will not be affected. In the same way also, in other way, you cannot tell your children, do not drink alcohol, do not smoke, do not eat too much, do not spend much on yourself and on the food, while yourself are still doing that. You are still smoking, you are still drinking, you are still eating much fat and meat and squander much money. How your children will listen to you if yourself you are not observing what you are saying? You cannot teach your children the things that you are not practicing. There are things that are unclean, and if you keep these things in your life, that will impart sin and wickedness in your life and in the life of your children. You know, there are certain things that you should quit, you should get rid, you should remove from your house and family and life if you want. And if you are still interested and desiring to live in holiness and to raise up godly children, you know, holiness is not only that something we desire or we like or we decided, but holiness is a mandatory matter. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, it says, without holiness no one will see the Lord. It's not that I like or I am desiring or I wish, but it's something essential. There's no eternal life if there is no holiness. The angel have taught the woman that the child will be fully dedicated to the Lord. In verse 5, you will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines. You must understand, when God give you a child, the Lord wants this child to be dedicated to Him. He is not your child, He is God's child. The child that to be born to that family of Manoah, the Lord will use in the deliverance of His people from their enemies. In the same way, when the Lord would give you a child, when the Lord give to any family a child, that child, God has a good plan for him, and that child will get involved in the leadership of the church and in the leading his family in the future and leading the people in the way of righteousness. And that is here in our hand, are not small children but leaders for the future, ministers of the future. The home The families are the nest to raise up, to rear up leaders for the church, leaders for families in the future. And that's where we have a great responsibility laid upon us as parents, as church, to train families, to train parents, to raise up godly children. The angel of the Lord told the woman about the child that his head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite. Nazarite person, when he is walking in public, it will be very clear from his long hair, even from a distance, that this person is a Nazarite, and he's a distinguished person by his long hair, that he's set apart for the Lord. Holiness should be so evident in our lives and in the lives of our families and in the life of our children. It need to be well recognized. From distance, the people there will say, this is the people of God. They don't gossip, they don't watch TV, they don't wear things that is exposing their body parts. Our boys should not go with girls because they are Nazarites, and our girls should not go with men. They are Nazarites, set apart from birth to the Lord. And Jesus say in Matthew 5 verse 20 to his disciple, "For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." Raising up children in a godly way is a mandatory thing for holiness unto the Lord. Holiness should be desired. Holiness should be strived for and worked on diligently. We must work it out diligently to raise up godly children. You know, when the woman told her husband Manoah about what the angel told her, and what the man did, he said, okay. He not only say okay, he not accept it. You know, in verse 8 he said, "Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, 'Pardon your servant, Lord. I beg you to let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.'" He begged the Lord, "Please, Lord, send the man of God. Send somebody to teach me. Put me in a church who fear you, Lord, to guide me, to help me, to counsel me how to raise up my child in the fear of yours." He prayed to God to send him his servant so that he can teach them how to raise up the child in the proper way that serve the purpose of God. In the Old Testament, we know that when the angel of the Lord appeared, that is God appearing. And he pray here that you send the man of God. The man of God, those who fear the Lord, the pastor who fear God, and who discipline their members, and discipline their families, and discipline their workers, and who know the word of God and the requirement of God, they are the fit people to train parents how to raise up godly children. The Word of God in the Bible, the Holy Spirit and the teachers and pastors of the church, those who fear God, all together are God's instrument and aid for you to teach you and equip you to raise up your children in the way that ultimately God's purpose will be fulfilled and served. The message is to serve God's purpose, to raise up godly children. And we are here also to serve you, to teach you, as long you desire. Manoah desire it. He pray, "Lord, send me somebody to teach." And God honored the prayer of Manoah. And God will honor your prayer if you desire to be taught so that you can raise up your children in the way that God would fulfill the purpose of Him in the life of your children. God give you children so that they'll be leaders for God's work and God's church and God's people in the future. To lead them in the way of righteousness. In verse 9, you say, God hears Manoah. Certain prayer, God at once He hears. God hears Manoah. And the angel of the Lord came again to the woman while she was in the field. But her husband Manoah was not with her. What the woman did in verse 10, the woman hurried to tell her husband, He is here, the man who appeared to me the other day. God will grant your request if you show your genuine interest to obey Him in raising up your children in the fear of the Lord. And Manoah came and asked him, when your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule that governs the boy's life and work? Manoah asking the angel, the man of God, he is asking God, what are the rules? The rules to govern the boy's life and work. So Manoah was aware that there are rules that govern the life and the work of this child in the future. There are rules to be done in the family. Rules, which time you wake up, what they will eat. 6 days they will work. 1 day they will take rest. Which time they will wake up in the morning, which time they will sleep in the night. What is their duties in the house? Washing dishes, preparing the table, brushing their teeth after every meal. There are rules. Not to watch TV, not to go outside with the people, with the friends, not the parents. There are rules to govern their life and their work in the future. You need to be aware that children raising up has to be under rule and discipline and govern according to the Word of God and His instructions in the Bible. The rules not only to govern their lives while they are still dependent on the parents for their living, but even further in their lives when they are adult and mature and working to support themselves, the godly parents still they have rule to play over the lives of their children. In King James verse 2 say that, and Manoah said, Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child? And how shall we do unto him? He said to him, how shall we order the child and how shall we do unto him? Manoah asked and said, how shall we order the child? So there are orders and commands. You need to train your children how to raise on them. Orders and commands. Get up, wash dishes, don't answer back. Orders. You know, nowadays we find the opposite. We find the children are ordering the parents. But the Bible says parents should be the one to control the children. You know, some parents are, you know, they are pitiful because they are fully controlled by their children. They will cry the children, they will control the parents, what they will eat, what they will buy for them. They will make fuss in the market. No! We shall order the children, not the children order us. Wake up, parents! Raise up your children in the fear of the Lord. Manoah was the head of his family. And he needed to lead his wife and the child that to be born and he needed to govern his household, his family, his wife, and his child well. It's very beautiful. Even the Lord appeared to his wife. He desired that the Lord would speak to him also, because he desired to take the responsibility as the head of his family. We know that the story of Adam. Adam was the head of the family, but he did not lead his wife well. Although he was the one who had been given the word of God, but he did not govern his wife well. He did not ask her or inquire from her about the source of the fruit that the woman brought to him. Adam did not tell her from where this. Manoah, the opposite, although God revealed himself to his wife, Manoah still desired to hear himself again from God. He took the responsibility of the family. He took the responsibility of raising up the coming child upon himself. That what God would expect from Manoah, and that what God also expects from you. Some of the men, they left the children to the wife. They are just working. The wife will take care without following up. No, husband and wife, they have to work together. But the man should the one to lead. He is the head. He must know what is going on in the house. He is the leader in the family. He received an instruction, the word of God in the Bible, the teaching of the Lord from the teachers and the pastor of the church, from the Holy Spirit. He should be the one to lead. And he's the one to allocate responsibilities to the wife and to the children. In verse 13 and 14, the angel of the Lord answered, "Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her." God gave Manoah the authority and the responsibility over his wife to watch her, not to do anything wrong, but to do everything that she was commanded to do. God told Manoah about his wife that she must do everything I have commanded her. And in this way, Manoah was recommissioned to lead his family in the righteousness of God and his word. The Lord Jesus Christ also commissioned us. The New Testament commissioned us also as men to lead our family, to lead our wives and children. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and 26, say, "Husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word." Manoah desired the word of God to be spoken to him so that he would know what he needed to do with the family, with his wife and with the child. And the angel of the Lord, when he came, he gave him instruction that your wife must do. So you need to watch what is going on. You are the leader in the family. God had a great purpose in your life. As you hear the message, there is a purpose. And I believe that as you are pondering on the message, God will show you more deep things. And I believe that his word to you is also clear. You must know that your children are God's children, and he gave them to you in order to raise them up in a prescribed way that would finally serve him and take the lead to do the will of God and the work of God. And finally, your children will be an instrument to deliver mankind from the peril of sin and devil. You are called for this purpose. God wants to bless you. And if he had to bless you with the children, God wants to bless you more with the godly children. It's up to you. It's in your hand to desire holiness, to obey him. And we are here also to help you, to aid you, to counsel you, to advise you. come to the Lord. In the past you have done wrong. Maybe I have been instructed but disobey, or maybe you are not desiring to be instructed, that both of them sin, but still there is hope for you if you are willing to repent. Tell him, Lord, I come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me. In the past, I did not obey you. Here am I, Lord. I commit my life and my ways unto you, Lord. Forgive me, O God, my negligence, my carelessness in the past. But here today, O God, I commit my life unto you to raise up my children, Lord, in the way that you had ordained for them to be raised up, so that your purpose in their life will be served. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, reveal to me, Lord, more of your word. Lord, I am willing to abide with your will. I am willing to be more teachable, how to raise him up according to the instruction that you wrote in the Bible. Lord, help me and use your church to teach me your ways, raise up more teachers to be with me, O God. Desire it as Manoah desired it, that somebody will lead you in the way of righteousness. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone, O God, who hear the message and be willing to abide, anoint, and use mightily for your glory, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that the message has a purpose and your purpose has achieved, and you will reap the fruit in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. Lord, take this message and make it reach those who are waiting for it, and make it reach to those who are in need for it. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.